Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
You can put it on the board!
1217 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Fan text line 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Plus, the YouTube stream. Shout out Rufio.
Indeed.
Been a long time. I got to see Rufio not too long ago. I think it was the Winter Golf Classic.
There you go.
I haven't seen the man, the myth, the legend in a long time.
He popped in the other day to give us some, drop off some presents. Gave me some Raiders giblets for my Crocs.
Ooh.
I was very, very excited about those.
I understand completely what they are. Mm-hmm. It always throws me off when you're like, I got some giblets for my Crocs. I'm like, yo, that just doesn't.
It's
really off-putting.
No, it sounds like you're making up words.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Or you're getting ready to feed the Crocs on one of those Discovery Channel shows.
Yeah. Give them some giblets.
Oh, goodness. Well, fun weekend. I was just talking with Danny in the break. I've been watching more NBA finals than I have in a very long time. And I'm talking like complete games and really enjoying them and kind of like, sorry, babe, I'm going to the bar to watch with my friends, mm-hmm. you know, sort of thing. And I think a lot of it is because these playoffs have been certainly very fascinating. And I give you exhibit A of the most fascinating team, and that's the Indiana Pacers. They close out the Knicks in game six on their home turf. Look, the first half of that game I thought was really incredible. I thought Chuck nailed it in the halftime show saying, if you're the Knicks, you got to feel pretty good about this. And then as the Pacers just kind of pulled away and kind of did their thing, it was quite obvious at the end of the game, at the end of that game, that the Pacers were just flat out the better team.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is, you know, the Knicks were the favorite coming into the series.
And they're fun and they're sexy. They got cool, fun players and the brand and MSG and Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong, you know.
But you also have the NBA media machine behind New York and not Indiana, so that's what's going to get all of the pomp and circumstance, which I'm glad that we're going to go into this new era for the NBA with OKC and Indiana, two flyover states.
Oh,
nobody cares, ratings. But I'm like, good basketball is good basketball the same way. My hope is that people will understand what good basketball is, regardless of whether it's being played, because you know what? Nobody ever says in the NFL.
Yeah.
Nobody ever says anything about the market. Green Bay.
Look at one of the largest fan bases in the NFL is Green Bay.
Yeah. And,
and they're the smallest market.
50,000 people, 60,000 people.
I think you touch on something, and we'll preview the NBA finals a little bit. You know, we'll get our first crack at previewing that in the 2 o'clock hour. But I think that's what I love about this Pacer team right now is they play basketball.
Yeah, and they play an exciting brand of basketball.
It's basketball. It's passing. It's shooting. Yes. It's mid-range. It's driving. It's smart fouls. It's no turnovers. It's mm-hmm. good coaching. Like, it's fun basketball.
And this thing is like, and they play a brand where when you contrast them with like a team like the Celtics that feel very robotic, the Pacers play not the same version where it's just spread you out, drive and kick three. It's, all right, whatever you're going to give me. And there's a uniqueness, there's a beauty to it. Yeah, they score a crap ton of points. Mm-hmm. They put up 125 against Pacers or against the Knicks. They've only been held under 100 once, and that was the game before when they were held to 94 by the Knicks. But they, even though it's, you know, more offensively driven, they're physical as hell.
They really are.
You watch that second half against the Knicks, I mean, they were beating the Knicks up.
I did, and, you know, kind of a lot of that led by Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we talk a lot about this team, and no pun intended, but it's just the word, the pace that they play. I actually don't view it as a pace. I view it more as a flow. Mm-hmm. They kind of just look and see, what are you going to give me? And we will just kind of, like a waterbed, just kind of float into it and get there. And that's what they did. The first half, like I was saying, I thought was a really entertaining basketball game. And then Pacers made adjustments and the Knicks kind of ran out of gas, but they made it look easy. And like that second half started and I'm sitting there going, oh, this game's over.
Yeah.
We're like 4 minutes into the third quarter. And you're like, oh, I thought it would get this maybe later.
Yeah. And the Pacers, the Cavs did this all season. They called it the Cavalanche, where it, like, they would just start rolling and then they just smoke a team. And you're just like, well, that was over.
Not letting up on the gas. Because, I mean, how many times? Look at the Knicks and their comebacks and all that ridiculousness.
And the Pacers just showed that they can do that at any point in time. And Halliburton had a bit of a rough half in the first half, turned the ball over more than he typically does. I mean, you take a look at
he's well, anything more than zero.
Yeah,
is a lot.
He had four in this game. You're like, God, he was sloppy with
terrible.
The ball. But, I mean, he comes out in the third quarter, just completely dominates, helps put, you know, them on the front foot, and they really never lost that. And the Knicks made a little bit of a push, and you're like, well, maybe they can make it. No, nope, there it goes. And it's going to be really, really interesting because, you know, teams always take on the identity of their best player. And Tyrese Halliburton is their best player. Pascal Siakam gets the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And, you know, some people are like, well, that's kind of weird. It's like, well, Pascal was really good all series long. But Tyrese has this deal. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. He's one of the more unique players in the NBA where, and I can't remember who said it on the broadcast. I think it was Stan Van Gundy. You can coach pace all you want. The pace you play at is what your point guard says it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And the Pacers have done an incredible job as a team of getting up and playing at Halliburton's pace, whether he's on the ball or not. I thought one of the astute observations that they were finally calling out was the Pacers were making baskets in under 4 seconds off of made Knicks baskets. And it wasn't always Halliburton. One time it was Neesmith. Another time it was McConnell. Another time it's Pascal Siakam. It's like, just run out, run out, run out. But it's this ethos from Halliburton that kind of comes out from them. And then the other side of it, you just got to give Kevin Pritchard all the love in the world for assembling this team with, you know, the only, you know, top 10 picks they have aren't guys that are really in their top eight in Benedict Mathurin and Jairus Walker, who Jairus Walker, hopefully we'll get some news on today. Hopefully his leg isn't broken.
Yeah.
I mean, that ankle roll and the way his leg bowed did not look good. But those guys aren't
Not a factor right now.
Like, you've got Pascal Siakam was a late pick, and Halliburton was a 12th pick. And, you know, just kind of like, but they built this team.
And they all come through trades and...
I mean, the two trades that really built this team was number one, trading for Oladipo and Sabonis.
Sending
Paul George to OKC, and obviously that helped build OKC. It's super interesting.
The Paul George NBA Finals.
But everybody talks about the Sabonis for Halliburton trade, but the Oladipo trade is part of the James Harden trade going to Houston and LeVert going to Houston. And then the picks they got for that ended up turning into Shepard and Nembhard. And then they flip another one of those picks from another deal that ended up becoming Neesmith from the Celtics. And they just kind of like see how they like made all these moves on the margins around them to build kind of like this perfect chaos engine. And it's not big move after big move after big move or, you know, tank. Like, the Pacers have never tanked.
I know they've never tanked. I grew up as a fan of the Pacers.
Like, they're always just like, well, we'll be competitive.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's really interesting to see like the team building dynamic come together in such a unique fashion.
Well, and they're going to be the poster child. And I mean, and OKC too, for that matter, that you don't have to tank.
You just need to have Paul George.
And you just need to have Paul George at some point. And basically you don't even need, like, the big 3 days, I think we know are kind of over.
Yeah.
It's not financially viable. It's actually not basketball viable anymore either. And this team's doing it with, I don't know, if you combine Halley and Siakam, you got 1.5 stars?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I'd say they're two.
I mean, if you're an NBA head, yeah, for sure it's two.
Yeah.
But I mean, to a casual, 1.5, two,
yeah,
something like that. And I love Siakam because he's my kind of player, because I'm a big defensive guy. But they're also, like I said, it's not Jason Tatum. It's not, yeah, Steph Curry. It's not,
although Halliburton,
Luka Doncic.
It should be bumping up into
and he will.
That.
And so will SGA. They will get to that, but they're not. But they're showing, mm-hmm, like, you can find your superstar. You know, you don't have to draft a superstar. You know, like we, yeah, say in the NFL, it's like, well, you got to draft your quarterback. You can kind of create them a little bit, mm-hmm, in the NBA, and that's what OKC has done. And I think more so because Hallie's not the MVP and SGA is the MVP. So, yeah, you're kind of like, well, duh, he's really good. But the Pacers, we have seen that you can build a team and you can execute and play the way you want to play and not need a top 10 player in the NBA.
No, that's, well, it's the thing is, I think Halliburton is probably putting himself in that conversation.
After this run, I would hope so.
And, you know, it's funny, the whole, you know, being voted most overrated.
By your peers.
Yeah, and look, I've been in the locker room.
Hallie's
rooms.
Got a lot of spirit animal vibes for,
oh,
me.
Oh, God,
yeah. Overrate that. That's, mm-hmm, a top five quote I've ever heard from an NBA player.
Well, then he dropped the edit. Did you see that?
Yep.
The Pacers in six. Yep. The social media team, I'm sure, did for him. Because it went hard. It went, like, it had, like, the Knicks fans outside after winning the game talking a bunch of trash and throwing the trash on the Pacers fan.
Yeah, and they, like, create Halliburton toys that they beat with sticks and stuff.
Yep, and then it shows Hallie ripping their soul out.
Yeah.
Did you have an issue with him pulling up from the logo at the end of the game and just letting that thing go?
No. And only because it's Pacers-Knicks.
Right?
Because it's Pacers-Knicks.
I mean, I was like, he's not going to dribble this out. He wants to shoot this, and he just let it go, and it's nothing but cash.
If you did that against Cleveland, if you did it against Boston, you do that in the finals, I'm going to be like, okay. And Hallie's kind of said, like, I don't think of these things. I think if I think of, like, when he did the choke and he pointed at Reggie, he was like, I didn't think I was going to do that. I think if you start planning to do that kind of stuff,
he had it in the back of his head, like,
yeah, but if you plan to do, yeah, that stuff, it becomes kitschy.
Yeah,
and I think he's spot on with that. I think it's purely a Knicks thing.
I think
a Knicks thing. Pacers Knicks are back, baby. Yeah.
And the best part about that is, and this is where I think Hallie is really getting it, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Hallie's the new best heel in the NBA.
You think he's a heel?
Oh yeah.
So he's a huge
wrestling guy.
Well, I know he's a big wrestling guy. We were watching a game. We're watching one of these games, and we're like, oh, my God, that's Triple H down there.
Yeah.
I know he's a big wrestling guy. Him and Brunson.
They know how to play. Basketball is a sport, but it's also entertainment, and Hallie gets how
totally.
To be. Like, this is why, like, guys, like, to me, SGA and Tatum will never have the chance. Tatum, SGA never will, because he's Canadian. Like, you have to be American. Like,
yeah.
Giannis, Jokic, Luka, like, they're just not. If you're international, it's almost impossible to be the face of the league.
Yeah.
But you also have to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, is like, Halliburton gets how to be an entertainer.
But you think he's a heel?
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Man, maybe I'm just sniffing my own farts too much, because I think he's just lovely.
Oh, no.
I find him fantastic.
But here's the thing. I love a great heel. Like, that's the thing. Like,
I mean, it's true.
I'm drawn to it.
When we saw Triple H on the TV, I was like, guys, think about this. Triple H is a top five wrestler of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And when The Rock and Stone Cold were at their absolute peaks, Triple H was the champ. Why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Because he's the best heel of all time.
Yeah.
And I guess I never just thought of Hallie as kind of being a bad boy. Like, he speaks really eloquently. I believe he's really smart, like high basketball IQ, but also just high IQ in general.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a nice guy.
But that's that to me is what like makes a great
but
heel.
I guess he is kind of
the
like
bad guy
throwing
who doesn't
daggers.
Look, yeah, the it's bad like guy that doesn't look like a bad guy.
You turn your back and he's too.
Yeah.
And okay, all right. I will watch because from here on, from prior to this conversation, I'm watching Halle like a guy that I just want to root for.
Oh, no,
like,
look.
I'm all over this
he's,
guy.
He's now the heel
gonna,
you can root for.
Now I'm going to watch for him as a heel.
That's the fun part.
Because that's exciting. That's exciting to me. And if you're a Knick fan, you absolutely hate him, right? They absolutely
oh,
hate
God,
him.
Yes. But what's interesting
they're
is...
They're going to hate that guy for 30 years. They could never play again in the playoffs. And Knicks fans, oh. You and me are old Knicks fans at 7 years old doing this stupid radio show still, looking at each other going like, I hate John Brosif. And it's like, yeah, but I don't hate him as much as I hate Tyrese Halliburton. And you're like, damn, I do hate Tyrese Halliburton.
Right? Like there's
the one
like,
series 30 years ago.
But I mean...
I really hate that guy.
He didn't get quite the hatred that Trae Young got because Trae really played into it.
Yeah.
You know, the F Trae Young chant and all that kind of stuff. But
Trae Young fell off. If Trae Young could have kept going a couple more years.
That's the thing.
To where I think this looks like, I mean, we'll get to the Knicks here in a second. They've got some soul searching to kind of figure out. But if they can keep this track going and we get Pacers Knicks every year in some round of the playoffs, baby, buckle up.
Love it.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.